HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So remember again, how does the Pasuk start? So ultimately, the Pasuk begins by saying, so Va'eschanan al Hashem Va'esahi Leymar. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time saying, and Va'eschanan means I didn't just say, but rather I supplicated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is making one last effort to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael, to be able to somehow get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and revoke or somehow lessen the sentence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed down. So what's amazing over here is the following. The Gemara notes that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is very specifically structured. First, Moshe Rabbeinu begins with Shevach. Hashem Elokim Atachilos Alaros Savdecha Eskadlecha Vesedcha Chazaka. Ribon Moshe Olam, you began to show me your greatness. You've begun to show me your strong hand. Who is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what do you see from here? You see from here the structure of tefillah, right? The Gemara says, remember, what's our structure of Shemona Esrei? First there's Shevach, first there's praise, and then there's Bakasha, then there's request. So the Gemara, right, we don't just launch into our requests, and this is what we have in Shemona Esrei. We have the Bracha of Avos, the Bracha of Gvuros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so strong, you're so incredible, and then we begin to ask our requests. So where do we get this model of Shevach, of praise, and then Bakasha, then request? From this week's parasha, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So I'll say, this is a very simple question that one could ask. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get what he wanted. Right? Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu asked God to answer, I wanted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him. By the way, the Ribbono Shel Olam did not just say no. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ravlach, al tosef daber elai od badavar hazeh. Ribbono Shel Olam almost sounds like a parent. Every single parent has had this moment where, okay, I want to encourage open dialogue with my child. Please, let's absolutely talk. But there comes a point in time where my kid asks me for the same thing over and over and over, and the parental response is, the conversation is over. The conversation is over. Do not bring this up anymore, because the answer is no. That is what the Ribbono Shel Olam slammed the door in Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Be quiet. You have enough. The discussion is over. And in fact, this is the last time Moshe Rabbeinu realizes he can't bring it up anymore. So the kasha is obvious. If we're looking for, remember, so Chazal say, oh, this is the paradigm for tefillah. But Rabbi say, why is this the paradigm for tefillah if Moshe Rabbeinu did not get what he wanted? There are so many other good paradigmatic examples of prayer where the supplicant got what they petitioned God for. Why use this as the paradigm? Say, Elamai, what do you see from here? You see from here something amazing. This is the greatest example of tefillah, because Rabbi say, the goal of tefillah is not to get what you want. The goal of prayer is to establish dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of tefillah is to establish relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And from that perspective, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was a resounding success. Why was it a resounding success? Because he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were engaged in dialogue. Moshe Rabbeinu asked something. It's true he had a request. And it's true that that request was denied. But at the end of the day, that dialogical connection was absolutely present. And what are Chazal trying to teach us? Chazal are teaching us an incredible lesson, not just in terms of tefillah. You see, sometimes we take a very childish and elementary view towards our Yiddishkeit, towards our Judaism. And we assume that we do the things that we do because I want something. So, you know, if I'm a little bit more immature, the something is money, the something is some type of payback in this world. And if I'm a little bit more spiritual, perhaps the something is olam haba, right? I want a good afterlife. Well, say, that's not why we do the things that we do. At the end of the day, we are afforded and we are given an incredible privilege to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an incredible privilege to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rabbosai, that is the goal. That ultimately, that's the finish line. The relationship itself is the most rewarding thing that one could ever achieve in life. Okay, if you get some schar, if you get some reward in this world, it's gravy. And if you get a good portion in the afterlife, it's gravy. Those are wonderful things. And yes, those are positive byproducts of the relationship. But the ikkar of what we do, the ikkar of our avoda, is not because of something I'm going to get, not some type of either material or spiritual payoff. But it's bless you. But it's because we have the ability to serve and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest thing we get from our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in and of itself is the greatest gift. And that's what's happening in the beginning of this week's parasha. And that's what Chazal are expressing in the Gemara. Chazal used this as the paradigm purposely because the supplicant did not get what they asked for. I say, you might say, resounding failure. Chazal say, no, unmatched success. Why unmatched success by Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he demonstrated that the relationship was present. It's true. The answer was no to the request, but the incredible dialogical connection showed that the relationship was beautiful, was vibrant, and was in existence. And this is very important. It's important for us, and it's important for the chinuch that often we give our children. Because sometimes what our children see from us is a dedication, but a dedication with an expectation of a payoff. And then when something does not go our way and they see our frustrations, they say, well, I guess my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all because I need stuff. And it's important for us, and it's important al tzchinuch to be able to show our children, it's not about what you get in a physical or even spiritual sense. It's about the relationship. It's about every single time that I daven, I bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single mitzvah that I do brings myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that by itself is the greatest success. And that by itself is the greatest privilege. So we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to recognize that although, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower each of us with incredible material blessings and with incredible spiritual blessings, but even if for some reason that does not occur in the way we would have hoped, let us realize that our spiritual service is still successful. Because if we have the right mindset, if we have the right kavanos, every single mitzvah, every single chesed, every single word of tefillah brings us a bit closer and makes the relationship a little bit more vibrant. Yeah.